get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark. I'm sitting here wrestling with my chair.
You were having a match. I think you won it.
Well, maybe. We'll see. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
You know, our weather's awesome.
Yeah.
It's almost got the smell of fall.
It was actually felt a little cool this morning.
Don't think that's going to last.
Nope. And I'm happy for those. My wife's out running a 5K. I think there's a charity 5K going on today.
Where's she running from?
I think me. Oh.
Okay, guys, we have got a guest in studio that you need to hear from. And that is my State Farm agent, Brad Russell. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Becky. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we've been preaching for the last couple of months, you better call your insurance agent because the things have changed. Now you have to file a claim within a year, right, of the event?
Yes, you do. You have 2 years to actually get the damage repaired, but you do need to file the claim within the first year.
I could tell you guys so many stories about insurance claims and how they go bad because people will call me. I can remember one that said, well, I mean, the roof was totally hailed out. And I said, you got to file an insurance claim. And this was an estate. And they filed the insurance claim only to find out that about 4 years before, their relative that was deceased had filed the insurance claim and got a little bit of a check on the front end.
Right.
And never put on a new roof. So you don't get to collect, first of all, on a replacement value.
Right. They pay you ACV up front. So that'll be a good portion of your roof claim.
And what is an ACV?
Actual cash value. Basically, it's a depreciation. They're going to pay you the replacement cost once it's finished. Once it's done, your roofer will sign a document. They'll send it to your insurance agent, and we'll send it in, and they'll cut you a check for the remainder of the replacement cost.
So you get the depreciated value up front,
right,
less your deductible.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, they've made that deductible the thing a felony if someone pays your deductible for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's against the law for the roofers and everybody.
Not a misdemeanor. No. We're talking felony. You can't vote anymore.
That's true. Well, there's a lot of things that have happened in this country that turn into misdemeanors.
Well, the felony, I know, yeah, right? You and I would be the ones they would put in jail.
Oh, no, we would go to jail.
A roofing felony,
yeah.
Whereas somebody else can rape and pillage. And Let's not go to the political end of our world. It makes me depressed.
I was just cracking up about roofing felony. It's a roofing felony.
That
is, it is a mystery over why in the world it became a roofing felony.
Well, I don't know about a felony, but because it defrauds the insurance company.
Right.
And, I mean, insurance companies are not maintenance plans.
Right.
Right? Tell us how that works.
What do you mean by maintenance plans?
Well, I mean, a lot of our customers and clients and the public at large seems to think that if the roof gets old, the insurance is going to pay for it.
No, unfortunately, I wish it was that way, but there wouldn't be any insurance companies in business. But,
well, I wouldn't like to see the premium on that insurance.
Yeah, exactly. No, what we promise to pay for is any damage that has occurred in a hailstorm, and it's a perfect time to discuss this subject right now because we're not yet out of the hail season. What I've been telling my customers is let's hold off unless you have a leak. If you have a leak, we'll get right on it. We'll file the claim now. But if you don't, let's wait till mid-July. That generally is when our last hailstorms come through. It's in that time period. But, yeah, you're right, Becky. There has to be damage to the roof caused by wind or hail, right? If it's an old roof and it's just got granulation, if it doesn't have hail dings on it, and then they measure that by square, how many you have in each square.
And what's a square?
It's 10 by 10.
10 feet by 10 feet. 100 square feet is a square.
Right.
And how many hail hits do you have to have?
Usually around 10.
Okay.
That's kind of their baseline on that.
Okay.
Now, does that vary from insurance company to insurance? Or is there a standard across all insurance?
There's a standard across all of them.
Okay.
Matter of fact, they have to do that because of the OID. The Oklahoma Insurance Department kind of sets those standards for us. So all the insurance companies have to abide by that.
Hmm.
Otherwise, it would be... It keeps everything on fair play.
Yeah.
Because if one company would do it this way with five, you know, they're going to get all the business and run people out that are doing it the right way. But so
I've got a suggestion for our listeners. First of all, we would like you to call and join the conversation.
Sure.
So that number to call in is 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000.
And I would like you to go get your crayon and your pencil, a pencil or something to write with, and a piece of paper, because we're going to go through the steps of deciding how you determine whether or not you need to even call your insurance company.
Sure.
And then the steps on filing a claim if you need to, and what you can expect from that claim, because Larry Robbins called me this week.
Mm-hmm.
And from Robbins Roofing, and I depend on him.
Oh,
he walks on every roof I own at least once a year.
Yep.
And his, you know, what's really weird is I didn't even ask him to do repairs, but he'll send me, sometimes I'll get a little invoice, and other times he'll say, you know, I saw a couple of nail pops, I pounded them in and put some sealant on them.
Right.
So that they're always in good shape, you know. But he said that he has been in so many neighborhoods to where the roofs are totally hailed out, bad hailed out. And he's not seeing roofing signs.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a roof going on.
Right.
So my suggestion is, and his suggestion is, go around your neighborhood and see if there are roofing signs in the yard, or if there's any roofing activity, or call Larry Robbins and he can do I forgot what they call it, a hail report or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back, the one I asked him to do, it went back way before the house was ever built.
Wow.
And it was all the hail that has hit in that location.
Yep.
So, and the size of it, the exact date it was, so that you can determine whether or not you might have hail damage.
Yeah, that is that's what all the companies have gone to. It's basically AccuWeather or AccuView, and they can look down to the city block, even on one side of the block if they want to, and they can tell when the storm hit, how big the hail was. If it's an inch and three quarters, it's generally going to get a total loss on it, generally. Sometimes it won't. They could have impact-resistant shingles, and they stand through it. I've got my own personal roof. We were talking about this, Becky. I've had it for 20 years. I've had my roofers come out and look at it every year like you do. And the shingles are still good. It's got a lot of granulation and stuff. But they did their job, to be honest with you. But back to what you should do first, in my opinion, and I'm not doing this just for my sake because I'm an insurance agent, but whoever your insurance agent is, call them first. We're trained to walk you through it and do it right. The last thing you want to do is file a claim on a home when it doesn't even qualify. In other words, it has minimal or any damage, but you've filed that claim. That stays on your record.
Right.
Right.
Ooh, I want to talk about what happens when something stays on your record. When we come back right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time to talk to our money man.
NMLS number
1197740.
Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Matt.
Good
Good morning, Mark. Morning, Becky.
Good morning. We're doing great today. So, you know, the real estate market's been in the national news a lot this week. You can't turn on any channel without hearing about interest rates on homes. Tell us what's happening in your world.
Yeah, so, of course, the Fed, you know, announced, I believe, Tuesday that they weren't going to raise the federal fund interest rate. So, you know, we were kind of expecting perhaps some improvement in mortgage rates, which unfortunately we didn't see. But mortgage rates are still very, very good. And depending on what loan product, and of course, we've talked on the show about credit score, but we're in the 7% to low 7% range.
Okay. So that's.
It's always baffling to me, Matt, that like, so they kept it flat and the rate kind of ticked up slightly. And then like previously, they had raised it and the rate went down slightly.
Well, there's not a direct correlation there. I mean,
no, you're right. You're right, Becky. There's not. Mortgage rates don't typically follow the Fed fund rate, but and if you really want a good indicator on mortgage rates, then the 10-year Treasury is probably the best index to monitor. But yeah, sometimes mortgage rates will predict increases, and they'll adjust even before the Fed adjusts.
We want to have you on and talk about arms and legs and livers. No, but adjustable rate mortgages and how that might come into play at some point, and then the buy downs on the interest rate. So we'll have you back to discuss that. Okay.
Yeah, Dean and I would love to.
Okay, good deal.
If you want to reach out to Matt McLean, Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage, their number is 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see SWBC Mortgage right there at the top.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So, Brad, we're talking about it stays on your record. So if you file a claim,
it's going to show up as a claim. Now, usually hail damage or wind damage, they're going to assign a catastrophe date for that. And that date, if the storm came in and it lasts for 2 days, well, that'll be the 2 days that if you had a hail claim in there and you file a claim, it doesn't punish you, okay? A catastrophe date is a catastrophe, so they do not surcharge for anything for filing a claim on that. However, you do need the first thing you need to do when you have that is contact your agent, whoever your agent is, because they will walk you through every step it takes to get this claim done. And they can be your advocate for you, too, because we don't always agree as agents to sometimes the underwritings take place on these storms. So we do have an avenue that we can go back through. We can get a reinspection on certain cases to make sure that it's done right. There's a lot of things that the agent can do, but the most important thing is the agent has a network of roofers and contractors, right, that we trust, that we've used for years, and they know State Farm's process on how to get this done. We can send somebody out and just take a look at your damage and do it, give you an estimate, and it will not cost you a dime, and you don't even have to use them if you've got another contractor you want to use.
Right. Well, and do you know the roofer that I use, Larry Robbins, is one of those people that State Farm. In fact, I'm not 100. I'm pretty sure that that's how I met Larry Robbins.
Really?
From a State Farm referral.
Right.
And said, hey, before we file a claim, let's have a good roofer go out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do it.
Absolutely.
So Robbins Roofing went out and looked, and you know, as they say, the rest is history. But actually, it's Larry Robbins and I have a long history together.
Well, a good roofer, a trustworthy roofer contractor, it means everything when you come to a hail claim or wind claim or any kind of home claim, basically, if they subcontract for rebuilding or anything like that. The main thing is to get that estimate, because the contractor is going to write up what he feels that it's going to charge to replace the total roof or gutters or whatever like that. State Farm, our company, will send an adjuster out, too, to look at it, okay? Many times they don't match each other, but the contractor can meet with them and they go back and forth and they'll make the settlement right for both people, you know, for the company and for the customer. So mm-hmm. it's very important to have them involved first.
Well, when State Farm, I had to call on 6 properties.
Oh, yeah.
And the procedure was I called your office mm-hmm. and said, okay, I've sent Larry Robbins to all my properties, and these are the 6 he says that need to be mm-hmm. File a claim on. So you take down the claim on each property, and right. actually – I didn't have to do anything except give you the addresses of the property. So that was really nice. I mean, my phone number, maybe, which you have.
Yeah.
And then you took it from there. And the insurance people called me, but I just said, you know, can you schedule that with Robbins Roofing?
Yes.
Because I don't want to meet you out there. I had appointments during everything they had availability. Right. And I said, but Larry Robbins knows roofing, so he can take care of my claim. So he did meet the adjuster each mm-hmm. time. So that just made it so easy to
do.
It is.
We actually, we set that up on majority of all of our claims. Make sure our contractor is out there when the adjuster comes. Sometimes they will do a virtual, you know, and they don't need it. If there's a hailstorm like we had in certain sections here, like in Norman with the tornado, there's not anything that they're going to have to come out. They're just going to basically approve it because it's not just hail and wind. They've got major structural damage to the dwelling. But having a contractor on site, they're very professional with the customer. If they're not, we won't use them. But all of ours are, including Larry. They know what they're doing, and they're gonna be able to be your advocate too, because they know what it's gonna cost to repair this roof and get it done right.
And not always do you have to replace a roof.
No.
I mean, sometimes it'll just be one face of the roof where the hail
right.
hit, and sometimes it's gonna be the ridge row, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, tell me, is there any consideration to ventilation on the roof on an insurance claim?
Yes, there is, because they find out that you'll see some shingles that pop and tear or break. It's because there's not enough ventilation on the roof, and they overheat a lot faster than what normal ones would. So ventilation is huge, and it's very important on that.
Do you know, I had sold a house that was the roof was 2 years old. One layer, 2 years old, was blistered beyond yep. use. Every shingle up there was cracked and just bubbled up.
Yep.
And because there was no ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, man, ventilation means a lot on a roof.
My daughter has a home that was built just 5 years ago. And the ventilation, and the builder, whoever it was, I won't mention any names, but they didn't put the ventilation in there correctly. And she's got bubbles and blisters and everything on a four-year-old roof right now because of it.
That's too bad.
Well, yeah. good news is that she did get hammered with hail. So,
oh, there you go.
they're gonna correct the
hail can be a blessing yeah. in Oklahoma.
Well, not for me. I've been looking to get a new roof for 20 years, and they just keep saying no, not enough damage yet.
See, you're too blessed. You're past that. I use a story. I helped a new buyer that was buying a brand new home who wasn't sure they wanted to get inspected because it's brand new. Why do you need to inspect a brand new? And I just encouraged them. Here's some reasoning why you should. And so they decided to. They hired an inspector to inspect. And they discovered that the roof was not ventilated at all. That they had just...
neglected it.
Yeah, missed it. And it would have... they would not have known until after, you know, until...
Yep. Yeah.
Later
but, you know, I've been 20 years ago, I'm sure. Actually, yeah, it probably has been about 20 years ago. I sold a house that a builder built for himself. He lived there a couple of years.
I love this story.
And then it was time to sell the house. So he has me sell it. The buyer does an inspection, and there's no insulation in the attic at all. That's the last thing you do when you build a house is put insulation in, because right before that, you have to get all the inspections done mm-hmm. in the attic, you know, electrical and plumbing and that kind of stuff, ventilation. And his secretary, he owned a lot of building projects right. and stuff. So his secretary was paying the bills, and he didn't know he didn't have insulation until we did that home inspection.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine what those bills were.
I was going to say, that cost him through the years.
I think I would
have noticed it on my bill. Yeah, oh, right. My gosh. You and I would notice that because yeah. we pay attention to bills. So, well, we've got more to talk about, but we want to tell you, how do you know if you need to get code coverage on your roof? We're going to talk about that and much more when we return.
We'll be right back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our State Farm representative, Brad Russell. And it's time for our word of the day.
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you got your baby on your way.
Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, it's a sign or assignment.
Like I saw the sign.
No, not
like that. Okay.
It is a sign, as in you assign something to someone else.
All right.
Right? So you give it to someone else. So the attribution of someone or something as belonging. So belonging to someone else.
So Brad Russell from State Farm, now assigning happens majorly right. when it comes to payouts of a roof repair. Is that correct? How does that work?
Well, it does. When you have a mortgage on your home, when they do cut your check, it's a two-check process, basically. You're going to get your first check will be the depreciation value of it, and they'll send you that check. And then on down the road, when the job is completed, you'll get the total replacement cost check. So there's two separate ones. But in both cases, if you have a mortgage company, then they will send the check with the mortgage company listed on it as well as the insured listed on it. So both have to sign. Now, that can be kind of tricky because a lot of these mortgages are sold every 6 months and, you know, we have to keep track of it. Our advice to all of our customers is update us immediately upon that. Now, usually the mortgage company will let us know at the office, but sometimes they don't. You know, but if we don't have that correct information, it's going to slow down the entire process of you getting your check because you have to send them to the mortgage company, get them to endorse it, and then the insured has to endorse it, and then you can go cash the check. But without those signatures of the assignee, then they won't cash the check.
And, you know, the assignment of, we have done the assignment of insurance claims.
Right.
Which is kind of tricky, but we had our attorney, Ron Chalot, draw up a document on this yes. because if a hailstorm happens right before a closing, first of all, most of the time, the mortgage company requires the appraiser to go back out and check it out before yeah. closing. But if it's damage to the roof and the roof's going to have to be replaced, the assignment is a transfer of legal rights under or interest in an insurance policy. To you assign the benefits or assign the claim to another party, yeah. the buyer of the property. Yeah. Then the buyer deals with it and gets, but guess what? The insurance company won't make the check out to the new buyer. They make the check out to the insured.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
So then you have to go through the same thing
yep.
of getting that money in, getting that check endorsed by the mortgage company. Sometimes you have to get it endorsed by the previous mortgage company, the current mortgage company, mm-hmm. the previous owner, and the current owner to get that
yeah.
done. It's a tedious process, but if you really think about it, it makes sense.
It does. They have ownership in that property.
When you mortgage a property and that mortgage is 14 pages long or 21 pages, even one page long. I've never seen a one-page mortgage. But
yeah.
One of the things you're signing is that you will do the repairs on the property, and the mortgage company has to sign off on that check before you can cash it. They don't want the homeowner pocketing the money or going and buying a new Humvee.
Right.
Instead of making the repairs to the house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. It's important that you do that and make sure that you are updating the agent, whoever it is, and let them know that you have a mortgage on the house and it's been sold and it's now this. It's a different mortgage company. We put that on every one of the policies, by the way. When it's either going to be listed as an additional interest or additional insured, they mean the same thing because they do have skin in the game, if that makes sense. They got the mortgage on the house. So they're going to make sure that the repairs are done, right? And before they'll sign off on the endorsement.
Just a little heads up, listeners. If you're behind on house payments and you send that insurance check to the mortgage company to endorse, which you have to do to get the insurance money,
right?
They can apply that insurance check to back payments.
Yep.
They do not have to give it back to you for your roof.
That's right.
So that can get kind of tricky because the mortgage company's in the position of, well, they need to preserve the property too.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they need those back payments too.
Absolutely.
So there's only once have I been successful in talking to a mortgage company about and winning. Only once.
Only
where they sent the check back to the roofer.
Right.
And it just didn't have that much of a mortgage on it. It was a small mortgage.
Right.
And I said, you want more than you want to collect the back payments, you want to preserve this property.
Absolutely.
And that lien's going to go on there anyway because that roof has already been replaced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
If you have a question, comment, or want to join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000.
Who is our sponsor of our Word of the Day?
Sponsor Word of the Day is Robbins Roofing.
And their number is?
405-728-3700.
Call them. They'll come check out your roof for you. And if you need a good insurance agent that actually goes to bat for you, call my insurance agent. That's Brad Russell, who's sitting right here with me today.
Well, thank you.
So, okay, code coverage.
Mm-hmm.
What is code, C-O-D-E, code coverage?
Well, it's basically covers anything. The OID basically sets the code to a certain extent, but it's down to county level, too. Counties can do it, right?
The code coverage?
Yes.
I think that went statewide.
It did, through OID.
Right. Okay, Oklahoma Insurance Department,
right,
OID.
Right. What that is if your house, say, is 20 years old, I'm just giving you an example. If it's 20 years old, they may have had different coating on the decking of your roof. If that doesn't meet the code standard that's set for now, if you had code coverage, we will cover the replacement of all the deck to make sure that it is in code. So if you don't have code coverage on your policy, then generally that decking, if it's got to be replaced to meet standards of Oklahoma Insurance Department, it's on you if you don't have the code coverage. And that can be expensive. Decking a house is one of the most expensive things out there.
But the code coverage is not expensive.
No, it's very, very reasonable.
I mean, it costs me like $30 a property.
Yeah.
$30 a year for code coverage. And so now these six properties that have code coverage, if they have to be redecked, and I'm pretty sure a couple of them do, it's going to be paid for by the insurance company.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
I remember a few years back, Becky, we had, I think you had the listing side of it, and I had the buy side of it. We had a house that had wood shingles underneath it.
Oh.
And
that used to be real common.
Decking was wrong. I mean, it had the wrong decking, had wood shingles, and the seller had no idea that they were under there.
Well, the seller never looked in their attic.
Right. That's what, right. Because just look up in the attic, but I don't think they ever went in the attic. And that was a surprise that we had to deal with.
Well, you know, one time I bought a house, and I've got a guaranteed sale program, right? I mean, I'll pay cash for your house. So just a reminder out there that if you really want an easy deal, now I'm probably not going to pay you quite as much as if I put the house on the market. Because, I mean, you have to have leave a little bit of room there for repairs and such. But I bought this house back then. It's been a long time ago. Back then, it was an assumable mortgage, no qualification. So I paid the equity, bought the house. I knew it needed a roof. But what I didn't know is that it already had three layers of shingles on there. There were two layers of wood shingles.
Oh, wow.
And one layer of asphalt shingles. They put three tab shingles on top of two layers.
On top of two layers of wood.
Of wood. Wow. Now, the wood shingles are, the decking's quite different for wood than it is for an asphalt-based shingle. And that's because of the swelling of the wood and such. You have to put, I mean, there's like 4-inch board, a 1x4, and then they'll leave that much space again, and then another 1x4, because that wood has to breathe and swell and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the gods were looking out after me because we had a hailstorm, and the insurance paid to take off three layers of shingles, redeck the house, and put the new shingles on, which made that house worth like twice as much money as what I had paid for it.
Yeah.
So I was like going, oh, thank you, God. I've escaped the bullet or dodged a bullet.
Dodged it there. Brad, are wood shingles insurable anymore?
Not with State Farm. We don't insure homes with wood shingles.
Do you know, now it's a status symbol to have a wood roof.
Right.
It's like it's
coming back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Some
cycles
of them are
around.
But they look a little bit different. They're more of a cottage looking uneven shingle.
Right.
They're not all in a row. They're all uneven, kind of like very, very, very old houses, probably older than our country over in England look, you know.
It's like designer holes in jeans.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly. Hey, wonder if there is an insurance company that's going to say this is a designer roof. It's got holes and divots.
That's just an Oklahoma roof.
Yeah, there you go, for sure. But anyway, the code coverage, are there other codes that you can think of other than the decking?
I'm sure there are, Becky, to be honest with you.
I
deal with the codes.
Okay.
So with the decking, when you pay out for the decking, does it pay out just the same way as the shingles do? Do they pay out?
Yes. It's just part of the claim.
Just part of the claim.
If you have the code coverage on it. And by the way, I'll put a plug in for State Farm. All of our policies, unless you elect to have an ACV policy, which is an appreciated policy, 99% of ours are replacement cost. And code comes with it, with every policy that has replacement cost on it.
You guys offer replacement cost on rental dwellings now?
We do, under one condition.
Okay.
And that's if you have an impact-resistant roof on it.
Oh, I do. Oh, yes, yeah. Actually. When I replace roofs, I always put impact resistant on there.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'll talk about the impact resistant right here and give you the smoking hot deal on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We have Ann is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, guys.
Well, good morning. How are you today, Ann?
I'm very well. How are you all?
We're pretty frisky for first thing on Saturday morning.
Well, it sounds like it.
So what's your comment?
Well, you all were mentioning things that needed code coverage, and I just had a water heater replaced, and they need code updates, too, when you get them replaced.
Right, and, you know, That's exactly right. And then the air conditioning also, by the way, like insurance hail can actually ding the little fins on an outside air conditioning unit. And if you have a 12-SEER unit, I think for a long time it was 14-SEER, but I believe it's up to 16-SEER now, replacement. So if you had code coverage, it would do, if you had to have if hail really did do a job on it, you may have to have a new air conditioner, and it would be up to code with code coverage, which is 16-SEER. So you would get an upgrade. And
yeah,
I can't think of a time other than maybe a house fire for a water heater to come in on a code compliance. There is code, certainly code, that it be raised if it's located in the garage of the house. The flame has to be a certain number of inches above the ground. And that was all caused by one car that was backed into a garage and caught on fire. From the fumes from the gas tank got to the water heater.
Oh, is that why all water heaters got
exploded? Yes. When I was a kid, we had something like that happen to us. My brother was cleaning a carburetor or something. He had it in a 5-gallon tub and had a little, was cleaning it with gasoline, whatever car part it was. So back in those days, it was like men's work and women's work, and so we didn't get to learn about cars. So, the fumes of that gas got to the gas dryer pilot light and exploded and caused the house fire.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, there's reasons why that has to be raised up, and it probably was not one fire that caused that. It probably was a few. Thank you very much for your comment, Ann. So code coverage is basically bringing it up to current state code.
Right.
If there's a replacement of something in the house.
Yes.
And now the roof decking, let's talk about what has to be updated. Like if it has 1x6 or 1x8 boards,
right,
solid boards, going across this roof as decking, does it have to be redecked?
If the gapping on the side is not within, I believe it's a quarter of an inch now, right around that. If it's gapped too far, then it has to be put back into code.
So what you do typically is cover it up with a solid 4 feet by 8 foot board.
Right, right.
Or strand board.
But they have to have a small gap between them each. But some of the homes that were built years ago, that gap may be a half an inch or 3/4 of an inch.
Well, to cause for swelling and stuff of the roof. Right. And the wood itself swells when it gets wet, right?
Yeah, but if they have the wide gaps, it does help with the swelling. But when you're nailing that deck down, those will go through that and penetrate and leave holes. So they've narrowed it down some. And technology's gotten a lot better on the
deck. Yeah, I was going to say that there's not that many houses left that have 1x8s or 1x6 decking. No. But if you do, and it's not put on there to where it doesn't leave gaps, you got to do it.
Yep.
It's time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and in Yukon on Route 66.
You know, I ate at Casa Perico 3 times this week, 3 days in a row. I had the same thing every day. and I ate at 3 different locations.
Well, I guess I ate there twice. So 2 of those 3 times was with me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we had a team. We did a team lunch.
Every 2 years we do a multi-list rules and regulations day. And we make it fun. We take the whole team and everyone takes tests on the MLS rules and regulations. We should cover that sometime, Mark.
That'd be good. That'd be an interesting show to people over what are all the rules that we have to follow. People love rules.
For MLS, there's lots of, we're governed by a whole lot.
There's a lot of governing.
governing bodies for real estate agents.
Yep.
Yeah, some of them don't pay attention to any of them.
Man, I really wanted to beat Chris this year, but Chris Chapel, who is just a fantastic realtor, who used to head up an MLS.
Well,
so as far as like knowing the rules.
Not just an MLS. The state of Maine, he ran the MLS for that. And he also ran the MLS right here for the Oklahoma City Metropolitan Association of Realtors, which we're a member of. And he ran the MLS for that. So he knows the rules.
He knows the rules.
But guess what? I tied with him. We both missed a
you
few because there's some real obscure rules out there. But anyway.
So what's our smoking hot deal?
Our smoking hot deal is in the Stone Mill Edition in Yukon. And this is at 420 Cedarburg Court. This has about a half acre lot with an in-ground pool that's got a waterfall.
Beautiful backyard. Oh, my gosh.
A slide, waterfall. There's a fire pit, storage shed that's got air conditioning in the storage shed, by the way, and a separately fenced backyard area with a big covered patio. Lots of hardwood floors. It's been updated. Actually, it was updated this week a little bit. Had some blue paint and some wallpaper that people looking voiced objection to. So we went to the seller and said, hey, you can change this. And she did, which was awesome. But it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home with a big 3-car garage. It's between 3,500 and 3,600 square feet. It does have a heavy composition roof on it, since we're talking about roofs today. And it's priced at $590,000. It's a beautiful home. So
if that's ringing a bell for you, you can go to BeckyIvins.com.
I think Chris is holding that open.
It is. Been holding open this Sunday from 2 to 4.
So go tell him that you know he's an MLS expert.
Or look up a rule and just ask him.
Okay. So, Brad, we appreciate you very much coming on.
Always enjoy
my State Farm agent, Brad Russell. And thank you, Mark, and thank you, listeners. And we will be here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true.